When it comes to mice, there's a difference between a squeak and a song. And that difference has everything to do with vocal learning.
Vocal learning, you know, as I grew up as a scientist, is considered pretty rare.
Eric Jarvis is an expert on vocal neurobiology at Duke University.
Of the 28 orders or so of birds, it's convincingly found in three. That's the parrots, songbirds like your mockingbird, and incidentally, hummingbirds. And then in mammals, of course, us humans, dolphins, bats was shown in the 1990s, and recently elephants imitating truck sounds.
Historically, mice have been considered, in a sense, tone deaf, like macaques, pigeons, or chickens. These are animals for whom a squawk is a squawk is a squawk.
That meant that they couldn't imitate anything at all, and they didn't have any forebrain pathways that was involved in controlling vocalizations.
But as it turns out, mice have more in common with songbirds than previously thought. In testing for vocal learning, Jarvis and his team looked for several key factors. First, do mice have an area of the forebrain that's active when they make sounds?
And we actually found that in mice. And that was our first discovery. That actually kind of shocked us because we were just trying to prove that it wasn't there.
Second, does that area of the brain connect to muscles that control the larynx? Again, the answer was yes, but there was a difference.
Mice had a very sparse projection, like one or two connections per cell, whereas humans and songbirds have many, tens to hundreds of connections per cell.
But their most interesting discovery was this. Mice are capable of matching pitch. Say two male mice are put in a cage. The smaller of the two sings high.
Squeak.
The larger of the two sings low.
Squeak.
Now put a third mouse, a female, into the cage, and the smaller male mouse starts singing at the same pitch as the larger male.
Squeak.
That's pitch matching, or our best approximation. You see, mice sing at an ultrasonic pitch too high for the human ear. Jarvis isn't sure what the mice are singing about or why, but he does say the study has changed our assumptions about vocal learning.
Vocal learning, we don't think, is a black and white world. Even the evolution of speech, it's not like you have it and you don't have it. What we think is that it's more a continuum or a spectrum of traits.
Jarvis thinks we may have dismissed other animals capable of vocal learning because they're not as far along the spectrum as, say, parrots or dolphins or humans. In other words, most animals aren't going to win American Idol, but it doesn't mean they can't keep a tune. So, what's next? For now, Jarvis wants to learn more about his singing mice. He hopes to find genetic evidence of their vocal learning and look for ways to push their vocal abilities even further. Well, probably not that far. For Word of Mouth, I'm Taylor Quimby.
La da da da.